We're still at the Spam Fest 22, and we're here with the amazing Wilhelm Scream.
Thanks for having us.
Can you please tell the camera who you are and what you're playing in the band?
I'm Trevor. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Nuno. I sing in the middle.
Awesome. Is this your first time playing on a Spam Fest?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
We played this before?
I think we played Spam Fest before.
It has been.
Can we edit this later?
Yeah, totally.
We can have like a little disclaimer at the bottom, like Nuno lied.
But it's pretty huge this year, huh?
Yeah. It seems pretty big. Yeah, that's huge.
That's why we can afford you to be here.
Hell yeah.
Because we had to pay mad bucks for
this. Yeah.
I hope you get paid a lot, right?
We're expensive these days.
Yeah. You guys are on tour right now, or this is like a one. You're on tour, okay.
Yeah.
So what's your go-to routine before you start a gig? Do you have something that you do every gig, before every gig, like a get-together,
have like a ritual or something?
Coffee, lots of coffee.
Yeah.
We wake up, find a bathroom, find a coffee, find another bathroom.
Yeah.
These guys change their strings, have another
every
coffee.
Show.
And you do that by your own? You change your own strings?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's down to earth.
Yeah, it's like changing your underwear.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
I actually have someone that changes my underwear for me. But that's just because
that's awesome.
It's 2022. Yeah.
That's
like,
why we're so expensive.
Yeah.
First, you're gonna pay the underwear tax.
Yeah, the underwear tax is not cheap.
They gotta pay.
And they earn every penny.
You couldn't pay me enough to do that.
There's a lot of bands playing that are, you know, that have also been around for a while.
Oh yeah.
What's your tip for a newcomer band, like in the punk rock genre?
I would say have fun and be kind, be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice to everyone. Treat people like you'd like to be treated, and as long as you do that and just write, you know, kick ass songs, work hard, you know, you'll do this as long
Surround
as you
Surround yourself with people that are equally as excited to be doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You see a lot of bands form, and then, you know, early on you start to see that maybe one or two of the guys or people in the band aren't as dedicated.
Yeah.
So finding a group of people that are as dedicated to doing what you love to do is very important, I think.
I feel like you have been anticipating my question. You're role models, right? Do you feel like role models?
Oh gosh.
Not just like it's important for young
that feels nice
people to
hear.
Be young, like have fun.
I think that's awesome. I think that's really cool.
I think the motivation to just have a good time, you know, that's...
Without a doubt, I mean, that'll obviously is a huge part of it, you know what I mean? But it's just like anything else, if you're... Things could be fun and things could be... You could have great festivals at one after the other with incredible bands, but if you're... If you and your band and your friends aren't having a good time, then it doesn't matter. It can be the greatest bands in the world at the greatest festivals, and you're still going to be like, meh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, like, no, I'm sorry, like, kind of answered the question before, but, surround yourself with positive energy. Surround yourself with people who love to do this no matter what, whether it's cold, raining, you know, poor attendance. Like, it doesn't matter. You get on stage and you just... You gotta have fun with your friends. You know, we're more like family at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. After all these years, is it like family like fighting, or is it like this chemistry?
Everything.
That's like everything.
Laughing,
fighting, farting, crying, like all of that.
You get it
all. All of it.
Oh, that's great.
Do you have a different approach with like with your set list, or which songs do you choose to like if you're playing on a festival as opposed to playing like a regular show?
Our bassist Brian makes the set list,
okay.
And so I'm not sure about his process, but in the middle of the set, I like, depending on how the vibe is, I'm really into the vibe of the crowd, like, and if I'm like, ooh, like last night we played at a festival and like, we're playing this song called Figure Eights in my head, and it's a really poppy song, it's like, you know, I sing a lot, so you know, it's real poppy and like, alternative rock and weird and, you know, polarizing, but like, the crowd loved it. The crowd fucking loved it, and then we had some extra time, and then Brian was like, "Oh, let's play the Red, play another one." I'm like, "Fuck no, play Famous Friends and Fashion Trucks. They're gonna love that shit," and they fucking did. Like, you know, so like sometimes it's cool to just like see how it's going, because you know, we love to have a fucking awesome time, you know, that's why we're here, but at the same time, like, we want to bring the party to people, we want to have that exchange with people, and we're people pleasers, we want to make people happy too, you know, not just us.
That's cool that you have the option to, you know, just change the set, and you don't have, like, a fixed set list, and it's every day the same, you know?
Yeah,
and plus when we're playing, like, festivals like this, it's usually, like, we're used to playing, like, an hour, 15 minutes or something like that with encores and stuff like that, but on a festival like this, it's, like, 45 minutes, so it's, like, did we even play? You know, like, let's do it again, you know?
So fast, I can only imagine. Yeah,
so it's, like, let's just, all the bangers, whatever those may be, let's play those or whatever, so, I don't know, it's fun.
Alright.
And does it, like, make a difference for you to play, like, in Europe, or in, like, Asia, or in America? Is there a difference from, like, crowd?
I mean, city to city, it could be a difference regardless of where you are in the world. But I've found that, like, at Wilhelm Scream shows, our fans have always been so supportive for so long that we could be in the middle of nowhere in Arizona someplace, you know what I mean? Or we could be in Austria, and the energy is very, very comparable, you know what I mean? Like, it's always a good, like, kind of back and forth, you know? We're sweating and screaming, they're sweaty and screaming, like, and like I said, it doesn't matter where in the world we are, we're very lucky because our fans really make us feel at home all over the world, you know? So we're very lucky in that regard.
It's funny, like, while we were doing this interview, a guy, like, poked his head out over there, and he was wearing a Wilhelm Scream shirt from, like, that was from, like, fucking, like, 19 years ago, that shirt design, you know what I'm saying? Like, we caught eyes of, like, fuck yeah. And that kind of shit, how could you not feel amazing, like, you know, and want to go kill it, you know, and have a great time on stage, so.
Wow. Yeah. Like, the energy is, like, going back and forth all the time, and, creating a huge, like, orbit.
Yeah. Because if there's no crowd, then it's like our band practices, you know, just goofing off with each other, you know, which is fun.
That's too.
Fun too. Anyway, let's just have a good time, yeah. How did your connection to Spam, Stefan Beham, come together? Like, how did he ask you guys to play on this festival? Did you reach out to him, or was it just management?
He reached out to us. It's mostly management, like, that aspect of this whole thing.
We just do what we're told.
Yeah, we just tell us to go somewhere and get loud and then get in the van, and we go, okay,
go here, sounds fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. As long as you can do what you're supposed to do, that's it.
And we're always
happy. We're stoked to be here.
Like, concentrate on what you're good for. Good at. Sorry.
Yes.
You got it.
That's what we're good for.
Yeah, sorry.
This is what we're good for.
No offense, man.
None taken.
Okay. You're spot on.
Okay, so now you're good at, like, singing and lyrics and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we interview some other bands as well, as you might suppose. So we ask bands to contribute with one sentence to, like, a huge anthem and song we're gonna make.
What is it? Servas?
Yeah.
Servas.
Servas.
Right?
Yeah.
Servas, servas.
That's pretty good already.
Yeah? Can I give you a melody? Que servas, servas. Servas, servas, servas.
I think we just had it.
Yeah, right?
I don't think you need anyone else to.
Is that a hit?
I think that's it.
Just put some music behind that.
Yeah.
We will definitely
add a dope beat.
Add a dope beat. After the show, we'll give you a full sentence, but that's going to be the hook.
Yeah. For now, that's
all right.
Seven K, Sebas, Sebas.
Sebas.
Good, right. Seba.
Great.
Am I saying that right?
Yeah. That's the correct pronunciation.
Yeah.
Cool.
I might have stolen that melody from somewhere, so don't
worry about
YouTube.
No, it was super original.
Just have to watch up.
You'll get copyright correction, and you'll get your ass sued.
Yeah.
No, I don't
think it's a really popular song.
No.
We can, like, you know, pitch it and stuff. So
They want to be.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Good idea.
All right. That's it.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Wish you an amazing set.
Thank you.
Have a lot of coffee, have a lot of Monster, have a lot of Austrian beer.
We'll have more coffee, more ice, make our own iced coffee. Ben came up with this. He said, hey, Trev, throw ice in it and get hot coffee put in there. It's dynamite.
Hot ice and dynamite coffee.
Yeah, so we're drinking Monster and coffee.
Darn. At the same time. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hole in my stomach by the end of the day.
Yeah.
We don't... Like,
I'll be right.
You're going to somewhere else tomorrow.
Somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a wrap.